Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff discussing Monday's school board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday for the second time here in January, and one of the things discussed was the school board calendar. Obviously, parents, students like to know what dates are happening for the 2020-2021 school year, so talk about the significant things approved by the board last night on the calendar.
Well, as you said, we did get our traditional school calendar approved by the school board last night, and we anticipate that then next board meeting we'll be able to approve the year-round calendar for Irving. There are a few things that are a little bit different in this calendar than some other times. We had a great committee of teachers working with the assistant superintendent on this, and a couple of things that are a little bit different. We have three teacher flex days, and they show up on the calendar as just prior to those pre-service school days. But those are days when the teachers can do required online training, and they can get in and get their room ready. They are listed on the calendar as days in August, the 13th, 14th, and 17th. But if it worked for a teacher to get some of that work done in July, for example, they could flex that time and do it earlier. So that's one new feature that we think is really going to be helpful, useful for our staff. Another thing that's a little bit different is that we have some half-day professional development built in throughout the school year. Our Director of Teaching and Learning has said that probably the ideal learning for teachers is that every 4 to 6 weeks you could have some of that, do your learning, implement, practice, come back to it while it's still kind of fresh. We haven't quite met that standard here, but we do have some more time sprinkled throughout the year versus having it concentrated at the beginning or at the end. Students are going to start school Tuesday, August 25th, so that first week they won't have quite a full week. It'll be a four-day week. Like this year, there are 177 student days and 190 teacher days. We do have a little bit of extra time over the required minimum built in for students. There's a minimum of 1,080 hours of instruction that are required throughout the year, and we have 27.3 hours over that minimum. And then the students' last day is May 27th. Seniors' last day is May 21st, with graduation on May 23rd. We have a two-week break at Christmas, which I think people have enjoyed, and we worked in the day before Thanksgiving as a no-school day, too, which I think people have really enjoyed when they're traveling for the holidays and things. So I think it's a calendar that our committee felt really good about and should work well.
All right, another thing talked about was early retirement. The date for that to be confirmed is coming up to be this Friday, but talk about the numbers the school district has seen from staff who has taken advantage of early retirement.
Yeah, as you say, there could be some late applicants yet, although we think we have probably gotten most of the early retirements in, because there are early notice incentives that we always have on the books. If people let us know they're leaving by November 15th, there's a $1,500 bonus, and by January 15th, a $1,000 bonus. So we think most people probably knew and have elected already to let us know, but people can file for early retirement up through the end of the week, the 31st. To this point, we've had 22 teachers and 11 support staff members and one administrative director file for early retirement.
All right, and the final thing talked about was there was a presentation from district nurses just informing the board what they do and how much nursing has changed in the school district. Kind of talk about what they presented and what the school board learned.
Yeah, the formal title would probably be Provision and Delegation of Health Services, which those are the rules of the game for the nurses. You know, they have professional standards, and we have RNs in our buildings, so they have certain ways they have to go about their business. And then the delegation comes in. We have a health associate in each of the six school buildings. So each building has what we call a health office, as opposed to just a nurse's office, because it could be a health associate there if the nurse is not currently in the building. We have three nurses for six buildings and six health associates. And part of that was just explaining that structure to the board and to the public, anybody who tuned in. And I think, you know, our nurses alluded to the fact that there are more complex situations and probably higher numbers of health challenges with students today. I think we're seeing more diabetic students. We're seeing many more food allergies. For whatever reason, those are just things that kind of tax the system. And we have just tremendous school nurses and health associates, very dedicated people. This has been part of a conversation with our HR committee, too, about what are appropriate staffing levels. And certainly that's an area that, you know, they're doing a great job, but they could use more help. So that is something as we look at enrollment every year, as we look at, you know, different competing priorities for staffing, that's definitely right up there on the list. So it's just a good opportunity for our board to hear directly from the people who do the work, and I think they appreciate hearing that.
Once again, that was Superintendent Art Zadoff discussing Monday's school board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.